From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Online, this is Day to Day. Alex Chadwick is away. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, the Attorney General takes to the road to defend the Patriot Act. But our lead story today is from Alabama, where protests continue over the order by a federal court to remove a huge Ten Commandments monument from the state's judicial building. Twenty-one protesters were arrested last night. Some wore Property of Jesus t-shirts. They say they will stand by Chief Justice Roy Moore in his battle to keep the 5,000-pound statue where it is. Moore says he will appeal again to the U.S. Supreme Court, but the court's already turned him down, so have the other members of the state bench who yesterday overruled Moore and ordered the statue removed. As Moore wages an increasingly lonely battle in legal circles, his supporters say this has become a civil rights crusade. On CNN's Crossfire, Reverend Jerry Falwell compared Moore to Martin Luther King.
You know, I supported Martin Luther King Jr., who did practice just civil disobedience. If I had lived during the women's suffrage battle, I would have broken the law if necessary to get women the right to vote. Yes, I believe that civil disobedience
is an American right. Did you support the 1964 Civil Rights
Act? Something to us is worthy of taking that position.
Reverend Jerry Falwell yesterday appearing on CNN's Crossfire. Azell Sutton knows a thing or two about civil disobedience. He was with the Arkansas Little Rock Nine when they entered Central High School in 1957. He also marched with King throughout the 1960s, and he joins us now from Atlanta. Hello, Mr. Sutton.
Hi, hello.
You were present at some of the high points of the civil rights movement, and supporters of Judge Moore have adopted not only the tactics of the civil rights protesters, the chanting and the sitting in, but the language and the songs, and they've likened themselves to those who participated in the bus boycott in Birmingham. Do you see any parallels?
There are no parallels in respect to that, and how they can associate what they are doing with the civil rights movement, I really don't understand.
But they do. They see themselves as fighting for a higher law, when the laws they see as they're written are immoral. Isn't that what you were trying to do back in the 60s?
Well, we were fighting for a higher law, but we were also fighting for the laws of these United States. We were opposing the laws of southern states, but not opposing the laws of the Constitution of the United States.
But one precept in the Constitution has the right, the freedom of religion.
Well, I'm not here to argue the notion of the freedom of religion as they are practicing it. I am personally a religious person, but what I'm trying to say is there's no comparison of what's taking place in Alabama to the civil rights struggle.
Now, how does it make you feel to see the tactics that you helped invent, the protest tactics, how does it make you feel to see them used in these different causes?
It does not particularly bother me, because people have a way of using what they have found to be successful and adapting it to their own use and purposes. This has been done all over the country and all over the world. They have adopted our methods and our way of doing things. So as far as I am concerned, I don't particularly have any problem with it, but it's no comparison to the civil rights movement. That's the problem I have. And they are not fighting for civil rights. They're fighting for whatever concepts they have about religion.
Azell Sutton is a civil rights activist and the retired regional director of the Community Relations Service of the U.S. Department of Justice. He joined us from Atlanta. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Tell those people, whoever was doing that, to come down here in Atlanta, and we will teach them how to sing We Shall Overcome. They can't even sing We Shall Overcome. That was not us that I heard on We Shall Overcome.
They need some singing lessons. They sounded a little weedy, yes.
And you have a good day now.
You too. Bye.
Thank you.